I had been studying the other day, and there was a passage I was looking for, and I knew that it said, "Who art thou?" Okay? So I go on Esau, and I put "Who art thou" phrase, and boom, 18 places it says, "Who art thou?" And I found this one to be peculiar, a little bit different than the average place where it says, "Who art thou?" But we'll get some context here. Look at verse 9. "Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days and the generations of old. Art not thou it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon?" Now the arm of the Lord is Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" The arm of the Lord is Jesus Christ. And so the thing is, but it says, "Art not in that cut Rahab?" Who was Rahab? Well, Rahab the harlot. Okay? So he cut her. And he also wounded the dragon. And you say, well, cut her umbilical cord, that's for sure. Brought forth the son. But also that cut to the heart. It says of Mary in the book of Luke, that she would see a sword cut her son and take her son. And it said, "But a sword shall pierce thine own soul also." Okay? And then it goes on and says this, verse 10, "Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over?" In other words, this is the great God we're talking about, who at one time dried up the Red Sea so his people could cross. "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou should be afraid of a man that shall die? And of the son of man which is made as grass?" So he asks the question, who are you that you should be afraid of a man? That you should be afraid of the hand of flesh. Who are you that you should be afraid of that? You have the God of Israel. You have the God that dried up the Red Sea. The God that cut Rahab, that wounded the dragon. That's who you are. Who art thou that thou should be afraid of a man? Who are you? He says this, "And forgetteth the Lord thy Maker." Who made you? Who made your hands? Who made your heart? Who made your feet? Who's made you? Who put you in this life? Who are you to be afraid? "And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundation of the earth, and is feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor." Do you realize there it told you that God feared? What's he worried about? What's he fearing? The fury of the oppressor. What oppresses you? What is it that oppresses you, that absolutely keeps you from ever having joy, ever having assurance, ever having deliverance, ever being able to stand with the saints of God and take your place amongst them? What is it that's your oppression? And do you realize God fears that oppression will overwhelm you? It said that right here. Look at verse 13 again. "And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundation of the earth, and has feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy." And where is the fury of the oppressor? It says in verse 14, "The captive exile hasteneth, that he may be loosed, that he may not die in the pit, though his bread should fail. I am the Lord thy God, the divine of the sea, whose waves roar, the Lord of hosts in his name. And I have put my words in thy mouth." You know, Paul said, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, the word of salvation which we preach. "And I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people." Who are you that God wouldn't save you? Who are you that God would abandon you because of failures in your life? Who are you that God would say, that mentioned on Monday that I'm tired of asking people if they're saved, because it just means anything to anybody. Whatever they want it to mean, it's what it means. I'm more interested in, do you have an absolute assurance wrought of God that you have eternal life based on the blood of Jesus Christ? Are you able to withstand when the preaching comes forward and the Holy Ghost walks through the house of God searching hearts? Does it give you assurance in those moments and fill you with joy at the deliverance of God? Or does it all fall apart? I long to see so many stand in this grace that God allowed me to stand in 35 years ago. To stand in this grace. And who are you that God would not receive you? Who are you that God would say, not this person? Who are you?